诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray first.
爱我们的父神，我们以欢喜的心到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Lord, with a joyful heart, we come in front of you to praise you and worship you.
求主你赐给我们谦卑的心来学习主你自己的话语。
Grant us a humble heart to learn your words.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在上个月，二月十五号是我们旧历年的除夕。
Last month, on February 15th, Thursday, is the Chinese New Year Eve.
二月十六号是旧历年的新年。
Friday, February 16th is the Chinese New Year Day.
刚刚过去这个礼拜五，三月二号是元宵节。
Last Friday, March 2nd is the Lantern Festival.
就是新年过后的第十五天。
Which is the 15 days goes into the New Year.
照传统，这个元宵节呢，大家吃这个元宵圆，赏花灯。
According to the Chinese tradition, in this day, the Lantern Festival, we are eating 元宵, which is a glue rice ball, and we are to admire the lanterns.
这个元宵也是农历的第一个月圆，也象征着春天的来临。
And this day is also the first full moon of the year, and it is also mean that spring is coming over.
依照一般的传统，许多人呢在新历年或是旧历年呢，喜欢立下新年立志。
Another tradition during either in the Western New Year, which is on January 1st or Chinese New Year time, is to make a New Year resolution.
想要在这新的一年里面，比如来讲，立志每天要拨空一个小时来做健身活动。
The New Year resolution for each one is different. It might include working at least for 1 hour a day.
或是控制脾气，对家人有耐心。
We may want to control our own temper and be patient with others.
或是改掉一些的坏习惯。
Some might want to get rid of some bad habits.
或是每天固定的灵修。
Or we want to do a Bible study and devotion regularly on a daily basis.
如果你有做新年的立志，从旧历年开始到现在，那是第17天了。
If you have made a Chinese resolution during the Chinese day, now is the 17 days into your New Year resolution.
如果你是从新历年开始来立志，今天就是已经两个月连四天了。
And you have if you have started your resolution on January 1st, it's been 2 months and 4 days.
很多人发现，每年的新年立志呢，很快就失败了。
Many people realize that they struggle to continue the New Year resolution.
立志到健身房去运动，交了一年好几百块的钱呢，去了30天以后就不再去了。
Some might say that we want to do the exercise, so they pay for one year annual fee to the gym, and actually they only work out for a month.
立志每天要读经，从新约圣经开始读，但是呢，每年却发现都只停在马太福音。
And sometimes we say that we want to study Bible on daily basis, so we say we want to start with New Testament, and the first book of New Testament is the book of Matthew, and you realize for this year you might never pass Matthew.
当然我们真正的盼望每年都有新的开始并且每天都能够持续保持更新。
Truly, we all have the strong will to start fresh and we have the intention to continue our resolution for the rest of the year.
我们在这旧历年新的一年开始呢特别今天从以弗所书四章二十到二十四节的经文里面以在基督里的新人我们共同来领受神的话语。
during the Chinese New Year period. Let's also learn from the scripture Ephesians chapter 4, 20-24, that we need to grow, renew, and improve ourselves as a new person in Christ.
盼望我们能够继续在主里面成为新人，日日更新，在基督里来长进。
That we need to grow, renew, and improve ourselves as a new person in Christ for the new year.
第一，从旧人到新人。
The message today, the first one is change from an old person to a new person.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第四章来勉励我们在基督里的新生命应当继续的长进。
In Ephesians 4, Paul encourages us to have a new life and continue to grow it in Jesus Christ.
对长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He was talking about becoming mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使徒保罗继续勉励我们要学习耶稣基督。
And he continued to say by asking us to learn to be Christ-like.
以弗所书四章二十到二十一节说，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
In Ephesians 20 it says, but that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus.
这里说学了基督，我们学基督，基督是一本书，基督是一个老师，基督是一个行业，我们可以学习吗？
When we say that we learn Jesus, what does that mean? Is Jesus a book, a teacher, or a trait that we could just learn from?
我们领了他的教，耶稣基督就是功课。
Jesus is our lesson. When we receive a new life given by God through Jesus Christ,
当我们借着耶稣基督得着神所赐给我们新的生命，我们必须继续的学习基督。
When we receive a new life given by God through Jesus Christ, we have to continue to grow and learn about Him.
基督是我们的老师。
Jesus is our teacher.
我们要受教于他，因为他就是真理的本身。
We have to learn from him because he himself is the word and the truth.
使徒保罗警告，有的人因随从自己的私欲，因此离开了耶稣基督的真理，实在很可惜。
Paul warned us that it is a pity that we derail from Jesus' truth because we often follow our own desire.
使徒保罗对以弗所的信徒，喜欢他们，他这么的说，在以弗所书第四章二十节，你们学的基督却不是这样。
Paul was happy for the Ephesians because this did not happen to them. Paul is happy because that Ephesians followed Jesus' teacher.
意思就是使徒保罗欢喜看到了以弗所的信徒们，他们遵照着耶稣基督的真理去行。
He was happy, he expressed in Ephesians 4:20 that the Ephesians follow his teaching and it is not the way.
以弗所书四章二十二节，使徒保罗继续说，他们呢就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
In Ephesians 4:22 it says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self."
我们在耶稣基督里面的生活，要脱去以前旧人的行为。
In the life that we want to have with Jesus Christ, we need to put off our old self.
旧人代表亚当夏娃旧的本性。
The old self is the sinful nature that comes from Adam and Eve.
旧的行为代表顺从、邪恶、私欲等等的作为。
Our old self is the action that we did follow our own desire and the sinful nature.
当我们穿的旧与脏的衣服出去 啊，如果被朋友看到了，啊，我们感到非常的羞耻。
When we went out wearing an old and dirty clothes and were seen by a friend, we might feel ashamed.
我们恨不得赶快啊将衣服脱掉啊，换上整洁的衣服。
On that spot, we might just want to take off the old one and put on the new thing.
啊，使徒保罗比喻我们要脱去行为上的旧人。
And that's what Paul meant, to take off the old self in our old behavior.
我们继续学习遵照耶稣基督的真理去行，因此我们在行为上，在生活上能够活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
Paul wants us to continue to learn and follow Jesus' words so that we can live up to a Christ life and be his witness.
John Herbert Dillinger 四岁的时候失去了母亲。
We're going to talk about a person called John Herbert Dillinger. He lost his mother at 4 years old.
在家里受到父亲的虐待。
He was abused by his father.
结果在学校他欺负其他的同学。
As a result, in school, he bullied others.
十二岁的时候偷车被逮捕。为了避免审判，他去从军。
At 12 years old, he was arrested for car stealing, and to avoid persecution, he went to the military.
从军之后不久就逃兵，被退役。
But he was a deserter, so he was discharged dishonorably.
结婚不久之后，夫妻关系也非常恶劣，后来离婚。
Even though he got married, but he cannot maintain a good relationship, so he divorced.
他与另外一个同伴抢劫、抢劫、杂货店被判刑20年。
He and one of his friends were sentenced to 20 years for robbing a grocery store with gun.
他被关在印第安纳的州立监狱里面。
He was put into the prison in Indiana State. In Indiana State.
他说：“当我出了监狱之后，你们将看到我是最凶恶的家伙。”
He said during that time that you will recognize me as the toughest guy on the streets once I am released.
8年之后，保释出来。
He was out of prison in 8 years.
他的帮派成为美国有史以来最出名的银行抢劫。
He and his gang.Become the most famous bank robbers in American history.
他向记者这么的夸口说：“我一生就是想要成为一个抢劫银行的人。”
He bragged to the reporters, "All my life, I wanted to be a bank robber."
带着枪，戴上面具，现在这个事实实现了。
And I want to carry a gun and wearing a mask. And now it happened.
我猜想我是从未有过最佳的抢劫银行的人。
I guess I'm about the best bank robbers they have ever had.
并且我确实很快乐。
And I surely am happy about that.
John Dillinger, 他本来是他母亲最可爱的小天使。却变成为最凶恶的罪犯。
John Dillinger should have been his mother's sweet angel, but he became the worst criminal.
后来他被 FBI 埋伏。
And afterward, he was ambushed by the FBI.
中枪身亡。
And he was shot dead.
在这之前，他曾经向他一个好朋友来透露他一个秘密，这么的说。
Before this, he confided his secret to one of his friends.
他说：“我犯罪的人生可追溯到当我9岁的时候。”
He said, "I can trace my life of the crime back to when I was 9 years old."
我从我爸爸的皮夹子里面偷了2.5毛的铜板。
I stole a quarter from my old man's wallet.
我害怕他发现我将被挨打一番。
I was scared that he would find it out and give me a good beat.
但是我逃脱了过去。
But I got away with it.
从那个时候以后呢，偷却变成很简单了。
After that, stealing become easy.
台湾一句话说，岁寒偷蚊毒，大寒偷砍无。中文就是说，小的时候去偷这个葫芦，大的时候就偷牵牛了。
There's an old Taiwanese saying that if when young we only steal small things like some vegetables, then when we grow up, if we were not found out by others, we'll continue and we'll steal more and bigger.
就像以弗所书四章二十二节说，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
This is what it mentions in Ephesians 4:22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
当我们照着旧的本性，随着私欲的迷惑去做，渐渐就将走入败坏的道路。
While we follow our own nature to do as what we desire, we corrupt gradually.
就如 John Dillinger 从小的时候向父亲偷的一个小铜板，后来变成为一个抢劫银行的大罪犯，毁了他的一生。
Just as what happened to John Dillinger, he stole a quarter when he was a kid, and then he became a bank robber when he was an adult.
法国的哲学家卡缪说，人生是你所有之抉择的总和。
The famous French philosopher Albert Camus once said, life is the sum of all your choices.
这提醒我们，就好像如果我们一小小一点点一点点这些私欲，我们不可以随着私欲的迷惑渐渐的变坏。
We should learn not to let our deceitful nature slowly by slowly and smaller and by little bit by little bit to corrupt us continuously.
相反的，使徒保罗在以弗所书四章继续二十三节这么的说，又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And on the contrary, we should do as what's mentioned in Ephesians 4:23, to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
格林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore,If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
我们在耶稣基督里面变成为一个新的人，这个在主里面，这个新的生命必须继续的成长，我们必须继续的来培养。
We are renewed in Jesus Christ. So this new life needed to be nurtured continuously in Christ.So we can grow and mature to have a new life.
这就是我们需要继续的在耶稣基督他的真理上来受教导，来长进，建立耶稣基督的品格。
This is why we need to continue to study Christ's words and to build up his personality.
因此我们能够在每日的生活上更新，更加的像我们的耶稣基督。
So we can renew our life continually to grow like a Christ-like life.
第二，心智日月的更新。
The second message today is renew our minds daily.
以弗所书四章二十三节说，我们要将心智改换一新。
Ephesians 4:23, to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
二十四节说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的。
And 4:24, and to put on the new self created to be like God.
人原本是照着神的形象所造的。
We are created in God's image.
我们的灵命心智应当在耶稣基督里面每天的更新。
So our mind should follow God's mind, renew ourselves in Jesus daily.
照着原先神创造我们的时候所期待我们所要活出来的人生。
And to live up a life to God's expectation.
罗马书十二章第二节说，不要向这世界看齐，要让神完全改变你们的心思意念，你们就会明白神的旨意，知道什么是良善完全，是他所喜欢的。
In Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我们感谢神，我们真是福气来成为他的儿女。
We thank God that we are blessed to be His children.
我们要活出耶稣基督新生的样式。
And now we need to live up a new life in Jesus Christ.
我们恳求圣灵帮助我们能够去活出耶稣基督的爱，去爱人，去接纳人。
We can ask Holy Spirit to help us to have Christ's love and accept others.
有一个人跟太太吵架，吵得很厉害。
And one day a man had a big fight with his wife.
他心里很难过。
He was very upset.
他向他的好朋友提起他跟他的太太吵架的事。
So he went to talk to his wife about this. No, I'm sorry. He went to talk to his friend about this.
他说他的太太每次跟他吵架的时候，他都变成非常的 historical, 非常的历史性。
He said that every time when he and his wife has a quarrel,The wife become very historical.
他的朋友向他订正说，你说错了，不是 historical, 是 hysterical. 就是这个发脾气、发烈怒的时候没有办法控制。
So his friends correct him and say, you mean to say she become hysterical, not historical.
这个朋友说 no, 是 historical, 没有错。
But his friends responded, No, I really mean historical.
因为我每次跟太太吵架的时候，她都是很 historical, 经常的提起过去的事，就是重提，每次吵架都是算旧账。
So he said that I really mean historical, because he just kept talking about the past event, the old quarrels and the old stuff.
神在耶稣基督里面赦免了我们的罪，我们也应当以神的爱去宽恕别人，赦免别人对我们的得罪，原谅过去人对我们这些的过犯。
When God forgives our sin, we are to follow God to forgive others who offended us.
有两个年轻人一起到沙漠旅行。
Here's a story about two young men traveling in the desert.
其中一个人忽略了少带了水。
One of them did not bring enough water.
当他自己的水喝光之后，正是达到天气最热的时候。
It was at the highest temperature when he finished his own water.
他求他的朋友给他一些水喝。
He begged his friend to give him some water.
他的朋友说，请用，拿去喝，但是小心，这是我们所拥有的水。
His friend said, go ahead and drink, but please be careful. That is all the water that we have between us now.
这位口渴的年轻人就拿起水瓶起来喝。无意间不小心将这个水瓶打翻了，整个水都洒在沙上。
But when he was drinking, he knocked down the bottle by accident and spilled all the water on the sand.
他的朋友非常的生气，说：“这是我们唯一的水。”
His friend is of course very angry, start yelling, "This is the only water that we have."
你做了什么事呢？
What did you just do?
我叫你小心，你将这个水全部打翻了，所以就给他一巴掌。
I told you to be careful, so this friend slapped the friend.
这位朋友 被打的朋友在沙上来写字，写说我的朋友打了我一个耳光，因为我出先将我们所有的水洒在了沙上。
The friend who was being slapped wrote on the sand, "My friend slapped me because I accidentally poured out the only water we had."
他们两人继续向前走，忽然间看到了一条河。
They kept walking, and suddenly they saw a river.
他们很感谢神，这是神迹。
They saw it as a miracle and thanked God for it.
他们两个人就马上的跳到河里面去啊，可以止渴啊，可以来洗他们脏的身体。
Both of them jumped quickly into the water. They drink the water and wash their dirty body.
但是在河里有一个强烈的暗流啊，将刚才打人的那个朋友呢啊，卷入在水里面。
But there was a current that none of them have noticed.So the one who slapped his friend was caught in it.
他的朋友看到他面临溺水的危险，马上采取行动，把他的朋友从水里救到了岸上。
This man was about to drown and was about to caught into the current, and his friend immediately went to help and saved him.
这位被救的朋友在石头上刻字写着说，我的朋友救了我一条命。
Being saved by his friend, the man carved on the stone, it says, my friend has saved my life.
这个故事给我们一个启发，那个被打的朋友把他的信息写在沙上，当风一吹的时候，那些信息就被磨掉。
Some inspiration that we get from this episode is, one, the message on the sand written by the man being slapped will soon be blown away by the wind.
那位被救的朋友将他的信息写在刻在石头上，因此他不忘记他的朋友救命之恩。
The message on the stone carved by the man who's being saved that will never disappear and it will always be remembered.
我们也应当学习以耶稣基督的爱去赦免人，去接纳人。
This is how we should learn from God, to forgive others and to accept them.
忘记过去的伤害，记住别人对我们的好处恩情。
Forget the past if people hurt you, and remember the good from others.
如此我们将活出主的喜乐，并且每天在生活上能够活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
So by doing this, we will be able to conduct a joyful life and be God's witness on a daily basis.
我们在这新的一年的开始，求神的恩典使我们能够在心智上日益的更新。
A new year starts, and let's ask God's help to help us, to allow us to renew our mind continuously.
像使徒保罗在腓立比书三章十三节到十四节所说的，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
As it is saying in Philippians 3:13-14, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
第三，活出耶稣基督的真理。
The third message today is live for Jesus' words.
再回到以弗所书四章二十四节说，要穿上新我，这新我是照着上帝的形象造的，表现在真理所产生的正义和圣洁上。
Ephesians 4:24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
当我们在耶稣基督里面成为一个新人，我们要活出耶稣基督的真理。
We become a new person in Jesus Christ, and then we need to live up to His words.
我们要在生活上表现出神的公义与圣洁。
We have to learn about God's righteousness and holiness in our life.
神在耶稣基督里面呢，爱我们世人，他道成肉身，成为世人，在十字架上为我们罪被钉，牺牲他的生命。神在基督里面这么的爱我们。
God loves us through Jesus Christ. Christ took the form of the human and was crucified for our sin. He died for us. God loves us and He died for us.
在世界上有谁爱我们足够爱到甚至为我们来死？
Let us think about the possibility of someone who loves us so much.That he was willing to sacrifice his life for us.
神在耶稣基督里面对我们的爱就是这么的伟大。
The great love, God's love in Jesus Christ is tremendous.
诗篇一百零三篇八到十节说：耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
In Psalm 103:8-10, he says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our iniquity."
继续十一到十三节说。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远，父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
It follows in 11-13, For as high as the heaven are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us.As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
神对我们的爱实在是太伟大。
How great is the love for God of us?
J.B. Philip 以前的一位神学家，他说，如果我们不去关心人，即意识到别人的需要的时候，那我们的神太小了。
A theologian J.B. Phillips, he once said that if we do not care for others or we do not know about other people's need, then the God that we know is too small.
因为神是一位充满着慈爱的神，而我们也应当以神的爱去爱人。
God has so much love for us that we should also demonstrate His big love for us to others.
F.W. Faber, 一位诗人，他说，神的慈悲广大。
A poem by F.B. Faber, he titled, There's a wideness in God's mercy.
他说，神的爱广阔。超乎我们的心所能测度，神的心肠最为奇妙仁慈。
He said, "For the love of God is broader than the measure of our mind, and the heart of the Eternal is most wonderfully kind."
我们如何实际的去活出耶稣基督的真理？
So how are we going to live up God's words in a practical way?
以上所提的这些经文告诉我们，神对我们伟大的爱，以及这些的神学家诗人的见证，神的爱的广大。
So the scripture and the words above describe how great the love has for us.
当神的真理与圣灵来光照我们，感动我们的时候，我们将明白神的爱、神的恩典是何等的奇妙，甚至的爱我们这些不配神所爱的人。
When God's words and Holy Spirit shine upon us, we can feel it and be touched by it. We will then realize how great and wonderful God's grace is, and that is we might feel that we do not deserve God's love.
提摩太前书第一章十五节，使徒保罗说：“基督降世，为要拯救罪人。”这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是罪魁。
This is why Paul humbly say in 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
使徒保罗觉得他自己是一个罪魁，他本不配得神的怜悯。
Paul saw himself as a sinner that he did not deserve God's love.
然而出自神之奇妙的恩典，他蒙了耶稣基督的救赎。
But God gave it to him anyway, and he received God's salvation.
John Newton 船长贩卖黑奴。他从非洲回程要到英国的途中，遇到了大风暴。
John Newton was a captain and he traded slaves. One time when he was returning from Africa to England, he encountered a big storm on the sea.
他的船几乎要沉到海底。
His ship was about to sink.
那个时候他呼叫耶稣求救，他获救了。
And at that moment, he cried out to Jesus for help, and he was saved.
因此他悔改，后来甚至当了牧师。
After that event, he repented, and he became a priest.
他写了300首的圣诗。
He wrote about 300 hymns.
当他当牧师八年之后，他写了这一首著名的诗，就是《奇异恩典》。
After he was a priest for 8 years, he wrote the most famous hymn, Amazing Grace.
第一节第一句话说，奇异恩典，多么甜美的声音，它救赎了我，像我这样恶劣的人。
The first stanza says, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
我们注意英文，说 Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. 这个中文的直译是说他救了像我这样恶劣的人 ，wretch 恶劣的人，像我这么恶劣的人。
In Chinese translation, when we translate wretch, we talk about somebody who's back to the bone.
有一位学者说，近年来有很多这些的圣诗本，为了不损伤现代人对自己积极的自我形象，为了不伤害自己这么的积极的自我形象呢，将这个 wretch 将这个中文翻译说极恶劣极恶的。这个字眼用其他的字来取代。
Some hymnals recently changed the word wretch, which means really bad, to another word.
本来 John Newton 在神的面前，他就是觉得自己那么的恶劣的一个人。
John Newton actually used the word wretch because he felt that that is exactly how he was.
他觉得自己这么就是这么坏到极处的人，但是神奇妙的恩典来拯救了他。
He felt that he was so bad that only God's grace, amazing grace, can save him.
所以这位学者说，如果我们将奇异恩典里面这个 wretch 这个极恶劣、极坏的这个字拿掉的时候，那这样这个恩典就不是那么的奇妙了。
So the scholar who noticed those some of the hymn, they changed the words wretch to other words, he said, if we take out the wretch out of the amazing grace, and we should also take the amazing grace, the amazing out of the grace.
我们感谢神。 奇妙的恩典到这世上来爱我们，因此来激励我们去爱人。
We are so grateful that God came to the world and loved us with His amazing grace. So as a recipient of God's love, we shall also be encouraged to love others with God's love.
有一次，犹太人的法律教师想要来陷害耶稣，在马太福音22:36-34，这么说：老师，在摩西法律当中，哪一条诫命是最重要的？
So when the Jewish teacher he tried to set up Jesus, he asked him in Matthew 22:36, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
耶稣说：你要爱主，你的上帝，这是第一条最重要的诫命。
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God, and this is the first and the greatest commandment.
第二条也一样重要，你要爱邻人像爱自己一样。
And the second is like this, Love your neighbor as yourself.
摩西全部的法律和先知的教训都是以这两条诫命为根据。
All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
意思就是神的真理与教导的总纲根据，就是爱神爱人。
So the commandment that God teaches us is love God and love people.
更具体的说，我们爱神就是表现在爱人的上面。
In a more concrete and practical way, we demonstrate our love to God by loving others.
我们要活出耶稣基督的真理，就是活出耶稣基督的爱。
And this is how we live out God's words, by living out God's love.
从今天的经文，我们感谢神，在基督里，我们从旧人，脱离旧人，成为一个新人。
From today's message, we are happy to know that.We change from an old person to a new person.
我们成为这个新人，我们必须在心智上，在基督里继续的更新长进。
And once we become a new person, we need to renew our minds daily.
能够活出神的真理，以神的爱来爱人。
And live out God's words and love others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在基督里。来爱我们世人，甚至为我们舍命赎罪。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much. You love us through Jesus Christ, who died for our sin.
我们感谢你在基督里成为一个新人。
We are happy that we become a new person in you.
让我们继续在主你的真道上来长进。
That's mature in your words.
以你的爱来爱人。
We love others according to your love to us.
求主你将你的恩典、你的平安的赐给我们每个人。
Grant us your grace and your peace。
我们感谢你，正中弟兄他的患肾过程一切顺利，求主你继续带领他的康复。
We are very happy. We are grateful that JJ's kidney transplant went well and he's recovering well。
求主你继续带领我们。所有今天一切在主你面前的活动。
And bless us for all the activities that we are to serve you today.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.